from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia's creative economy export value in the first semester of 2024 reaches $12.36 billion. Indonesia participates in Gamescom 2024. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Based on data from the Directorate General of Customs and Excise of the Indonesian Ministry of Finance, in the first semester of 2024, the export value of Indonesia's creative economy was recorded at $12.36 billion, up 4.46% compared to the same period in 2023. In a press briefing in Jakarta on Monday, creative economy expert of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nia Niscaya, explained the value of creative economy exports based on commodities was dominated by fashion, craft, and culinary subsectors. According to her, although the three subsectors dominate the value of creative economy exports, other subsectors must also continue to improve their performance by strengthening the position of their human resources in order to be more competitive.
Ini juga kembali kepada unsur SDM.
Surely, this also goes back to the element of human resources, because when talking about creative economy products, this is a service product. It's related to creativity. When talking about services, the human element there plays a role. So, in my opinion, this one must be prepared first. The point is that then there is an education system, a curriculum, standardization. So this will strengthen the position of our human resources to be more competitive. Besides, Nia Niscaya further explained the main destination countries for Indonesian creative economy exports are the United States, Switzerland, Japan, Hong Kong, and India. According to Nia, this year, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is targeting state income from the creative economy export sector amounted to $27.53 billion. Indonesia will take part in Gamescom from August 21st to the 25th, 2024 in Kolmese, Germany. In the press briefing in Jakarta on Monday, Director of Export Development of Services and Creative Products of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Mary Mariati, mentioned the participation of 10 Indonesian game developers at Gamescom 2024 is the government's facilitation in the form of promotion and exhibition. Mary hopes the participation of Indonesian game developers in one of the largest gaming events in the world will make them collaborate and get benefit.
Jadi intinya kita lakukan di mana memang kota-kota itu.
So the point is we do it where the cities are the center, the biggest game promotion in the world. So that game developers can also collaborate and get maximum benefit in the promotion.
Bisa mendapatkan manfaat yang sebesar-besarnya dalam promosi itu.
Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Vice Chairman of the Indonesian Game Association, Adam Ardi Sasmita, pointed out 10 game developers who participated are the results of curation conducted by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Communication and Informatics, and the Indonesian Game Association based on the excellence of the game product and the greatest dealing potential. Adam Sasmita hopes in Gamescom 2024, Indonesian game developers get funding and publisher assistance to market their games to the global market. Still from the Indonesian government through the Ministry of State Secretariat, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the National Library of the Republic of Indonesia and the Colombo Plan again shared best practices in strengthening the role of public libraries in social development. After the opening ceremony of the Knowledge Sharing Program on Library Transformation based on social inclusion in Yogyakarta on Monday, Head of the Foreign Technical Cooperation Bureau of the Ministry of State Secretariat Novianti explained, "It fully supports this activity, where Indonesia has been a member of the Colombo Plan since the 1950s.
Jadi kerjasama Sultan dan Triangular, di mana pada kesempatan ini.
So the South-South Triangular Cooperation, where on this occasion Indonesia's expertise is in the National Library, we as the national vocal point with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs supports this activity and Colombo Plan, where we have been member countries since the 1950s, will broadcast what Indonesia has. Moreover, Novianti pointed out the sustainability of this activity shows the collective dedication to improve the quality of communities' life and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Traditionally, libraries are seen as quiet repositories of books and manuscripts places. But in this rapid world, libraries have made lots of transformation. Next, we have Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, Jules Edison, who assessed the Open Space Music and Culture Show held by Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and Radio Television Hong Kong, or RTHK, at Victoria Park, was the first and largest show since the end of the pandemic in 2023. This was expressed by Consul General Jules Edison when receiving a delegation from the Public Broadcasting Institution of Radio Republik Indonesia in the meeting room of the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong on Monday. The meeting was held after organizing a collaborative event between RRI and RTHK entitled RTHK Summer Pop-Up, which was successfully held on Sunday afternoon, witnessed by hundreds of Indonesian citizens, mostly Indonesian migrant workers, and also attended by the Indonesian Consul General for Hong Kong and Macau, Yul Edison.
Kerjasama dukungan juga dari RRI ya, karena memang ada sejumlah.
We get cooperation and also support from RRI because there are indeed a number of activities carried out by Radio Republik Indonesia, especially information related to what we are doing here and what our people are waiting for here is entertainment. They haven't had open space event for a long time. Last year we had an activity called Semarak Budaya, but that was also in a closed room and there was no dangdut music. Meanwhile, the event is amazing, so thank you all. I'm looking forward for cooperation in the future. Besides Consul General, Yul Edison also encouraged increased broadcasting cooperation between the state-owned media of the two countries, as has been done by RRI and RTHK on an ongoing basis. Moreover, the Consul General of Hong Kong is open to providing support and synergizing with RRI in disseminating information related to Indonesia, especially from Hong Kong to the rest of the world. The RTHK Summer Pop-Up event, which was enlivened by Hong Kong singer Lak Chun, Eli Sukiam, and a number of dance groups formed by Indonesian migrant workers and dangdut singer Nabila Gomez, will be broadcast on RRI Voice of Indonesia and RTHK on Sunday, August 18, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. Western Indonesia time. Now we move to the international news. Ukraine's top commander has said Kyiv's forces control 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory as they press their biggest cross-border incursion in 2.5 years of full-scale war. As reported by BBC.com, Commander Oleksandr Sirsky said Ukraine continued to conduct an offensive operation in the Kursk region 7 days after it began. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had brought war to others and now it was coming back to Russia. But Russian leader Vladimir Putin described the offensive as a major provocation and ordered Russian forces to kick the enemy out of the territory. Deputy Minister for Consular Affairs Ali Al-Youssef received Ambassador of Syria to the Kingdom Ayman Sousan in Riyadh on Monday. As quoted by ArabNews.com, during the meeting, they discussed various topics of common interest, the foreign ministry reported on X. Meanwhile, the Assistant Secretary General of the Arab League for International Political Affairs, Dr. Khalid Manzalawi, met with Ambassador of Mauritania to Egypt, Hussein Dieh, in Cairo on Monday. They reviewed topics related to Arab cooperation. The last news comes from Singapore that has narrowed its gross domestic product or GDP growth forecast for 2024 to 2% to 3%. The Ministry of Trade and Industry on Tuesday stated following a better than expected performance in the first half of the year. As reported by CNA.com, the forecast previously stood at 1% to 3%. And Singapore's GDP growth averaged 3% for the first 6 months of the year when compared with the previous year. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights first cabinet meeting in Nusantara capital city. Following President Joko Widodo's declaration of the relocation of Indonesia's capital 26-2019 at the State Palace in Jakarta and the subsequent passage of the new capital law by the House of Representatives in January 2022, President Joko Widodo has now convened his inaugural cabinet meeting in the new capital city Nusantara, located in Penajam Pasar Utara, East Kalimantan. During the inaugural meeting at Nusantara, President Joko Widodo discussed various topics, including the progress of the new capital project, the Purchasing Managers Index, and government transition matters. It is scheduled that President will serve his office in Nusantara and will hold meetings with his cabinet ministers over several days. On Monday, at the Garuda Palace in Nusantara, East Kalimantan, during the first plenary session with the ministers' cabinet, President Joko Widodo likened Nusantara to a blank canvas that represents the future of the nation. He remarked that Indonesia is fortunate to have the opportunity and capability to build its new capital from scratch based on a forest city concept, a city lush with greenery rather than concrete or glass. He also emphasized that Nusantara will be a smart city supported by technology in all its urban activities and a livable and comfortable city for its residents. In the first cabinet meeting at Nusantara, President Joko Widodo announced that investments totaling 56.2 trillion rupiah have been secured, including the national budget, and furthermore, he reported that 55 investors have commenced projects, including those in education, healthcare, retail and logistics, hospitality, energy, transportation, office and banking sectors, residential areas, green spaces, and media as well as technology. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense and elected President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, expressed his commitment to seeing the development of Nusantara through the completion. He noted that it will take several years to fully establish the city's functions. He also affirmed that he would serve his office in Nusantara following his inauguration, as a president must operate from the nation's capital. This cabinet meeting may address public skepticism regarding the seemingly rushed development of Nusantara with its substantial budget of approximately 400 trillion rupiah. It also serves to demonstrate to the international community the dedication of Indonesian architects in designing and constructing a new capital city within the forest under the Green City concept. President Joko Widodo underscored that the relocation of the capital to Nusantara is not merely a physical move, but a shift in mindset, work patterns, and mobility. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I start today in history with August the 13th, 1961. The construction of the Berlin Wall begins. The construction of the Berlin Wall, which separated East and West Germany, began on August the 13th, 1961. On the night of August the 12th to 13th, 1961, East German soldiers erected a barbed wire fence stretching more than 30 miles or 48 kilometers through the heart of Berlin. On August 15, 1961, East Germany began replacing barbed wire with concrete. The first concrete piles were installed on Bernauer Straße and at Potsdamer Platz. These walls became a symbol of ideological and political divisions that illustrate the impact of the Cold War. Despite physical and emotional hurdles, the German people remained united in spirit and determination to achieve reunification, which finally materialized in 1990. Turning to August 13, 1997, the declaration of International Left-Handed Day. The celebration of International Left-Handers Day actually had started on August 13, 1976, but the declaration was only made on August 13, 1997 by the Left-Handers Day Club. The International Left-Hand Day is meant to promote awareness of the discomfort left-handed people experience in a world dominated by right-handed people. The International Left Hands Day is also used as a reminder of the uniqueness and differences that are owned by around 7 to 10% of the total world population. I'll end Today in History with August the 13th, 2015, the Baghdad bombing. On August the 13th, 2015, shortly after 6 local time, a refrigerated truck filled with a bomb was detonated in the Sadr City district in northeastern Baghdad. At least 76 people were confirmed to have died in the bombing, with at least 212 others injured. This incident created a lot of hatred against the government for the terror attacks that have continued in the city. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tapi sungguh tak akan lama. Kau bisa merobek hatiku, tapi aku tahu obatnya. Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Kau bisa hitamkan putihku, kau takkan gelapkan apapun. Kau bisa runtuhkan jalanku, kan ku temukan jalan yang lain.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia, manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia kuat, itu kita.
kakiku, patah tanganku, rabut senyumku, hitamkan putihnya hatiku. Tapi...
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Japan signed protocol to amend the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement. The Indonesian and Japanese government have signed the protocol to amend the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement. The signing was conducted simultaneously via video conference by the Indonesian Minister of Trade, Zulkifli Hasan, in Jakarta, and the Japanese Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kamikawa Yoko, in Tokyo, Japan, as announced by Zulkifli Hasan on Thursday, August the 8th, in Jakarta. According to the Indonesian minister, the signing of the protocol to amend the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement is aimed to modernizing and updating the agreement. The amendments include revisions and enhanced commitments in the areas of goods trade, service trade, movement of natural persons, cooperation, intellectual property, and government procurement. Furthermore, he explained that for goods trade, Japan will improve market access for 112 tariff lines of Indonesian products. These products include fresh and processed fish, food and beverages, fruit and organic chemicals. Meanwhile, Indonesia will enhance market access for 25 tariff lines of Japanese products such as iron and steel products and automotive. Zulkifli Hasan also said that Indonesia and Japan also agreed to expand access to trade in services such as banking, real estate, and transport, including facilitating the development of e-commerce. The minister is optimistic that with the protocol amendment of the agreement, Indonesia's export to Japan will increase by average of 11.6% per year post-implementation. According to the records of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Indonesia-Japan bilateral trade has grown positively by 9.93% over the last 5 years, from 2018 until 2023, with Indonesia consistently recording a surplus. Following the signing, Indonesia and Japan will begin the process of ratifying the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, which is expected to be completed in 2025. That was today's edition of My Indonesia.
Ada kata tak perlu kau jelaskan, semua sangat terang terlihat di mataku. Sebelum kau pergi, sebelum ku kehilangan, aku meminta, jika telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu, peluk, peluklah diriku sejenak, kuatkanlah aku dan hatiku. Tak lagi ada cinta, tak bisa dipertahankan, pertahankan. Biarlah ini semua menjadi kenangan. Sebelum kau pergi, sebelum ku kehilangan, aku meminta, jika telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu, peluklah diriku sejenak, kuatkanlah aku dan hatiku. Jika telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu, peluklah diriku sejenak, kuatkanlah aku jika telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu. Sebelum ku kehilangan.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When talking about Riau cuisine, this regional specialty is known for its strong spices. These spices have been passed down from generation to generation following the recipe of the ancestors. In addition, Riau cuisine is also known to use fish as the main ingredient. One of its specialties is ikan cuka, which uses mackerel fish with strong spices. Although named ikan cuka, this Riau culinary specialty doesn't use vinegar in the cooking process. The fresh, sour taste of the dish is what makes people call it ikan cuka. This dish generally uses mackerel as the main ingredient, but because the price of mackerel is quite expensive, there are many local people who use mackerel. Initially, the mackerel is fried first, then red chili, shallots, garlic, tomatoes, pepper, nutmeg, lime leaves, lemongrass and ginger are sautéed. After the spices are fragrant, cook with the fried fish. Don't forget to add water and lime juice together with water. Then cook until cooked. Thank you. The sour and savory taste is immediately felt in a portion of vinegar fish. Ikan cuka will be even more delicious if you eat it with a plate of warm rice. If you want to enjoy the culinary delights of ikan cuka, come to Riau. The dish is not difficult to find in cities in Riau. The price is also relatively affordable, around 15,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah per portion. Well, listener, that's the Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Chance I would've stayed with you, plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you, but if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye. I don't ever wanna say goodbye. Oh, do you gotta be sorry?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa,
which means taste.
Ayam betutu,
which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang,
which means roasted.
Tungku,
which means stove.
Oven,
which means oven.
Sama-sama,
which means equally.
Enak,
which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus,
which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran,
which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku,
which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove, and
Di dalam oven,
which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
Baik,
which means whether or both, and
Maupun,
which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Ada apa kau bertemu dia? Mungkinkah kau ingin bagi cintamu? Jika memang kau bagi cintamu, masih pantaskah ku jaga hatiku? Ingatkah semua kata yang kau ucap dulu? Kau berjanji untuk setia. Kini ku tanya kemana janji itu kau buat. Pernah sakit, tapi tak pernah sesakit ini. Karena pernah cinta, tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cintamu hanya untukku. Memang ku tak rela kau bagi untuk hati yang lain. Buat
tapi tak pernah sesakit ini. Karena pernah cinta, tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cinta.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from North Sulawesi entitled Terek Bale. The song Terek Bale becomes one of the viral music videos on TikTok social media in Indonesia in mid-2024. Many videos with the song Terek Bale always enter the FYP of TikTok users. The song was composed and uploaded to Maman Ten's YouTube channel in 2021. The song lyrics use Manado traditional language, which tells the story of someone's relief after parting with a former partner who had made an affair with her. Though they have broken up, the ex still trying to get the attention. However, the ex is no longer an option, because without him, the heart feels happy. Well, listener, here is the song Terek Bale by Maman Ten. Enjoy the song.
Ternyata dang ngana yang main belakang dan guna tak bertahan.
Sorry, jo, kita nyanda mu suka dengan orang
ganas kebalik lewat lagu ini. Tiapa mana yang jadi sakit hati pas dapat lihat kita dapat jalan dengan
listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id.